guys, this is Rushti and you're listening to Atman, the Power of Self-Love, brought to you by the Recce Media. I welcome you to episode 5 of the series, which is Heat Maryada, Setting Boundaries. Since this is the month of mental health awareness, it is very important for us to know how we should embrace ourselves instead of being harsh. Stick around for the tips and tricks we have studied for setting boundaries and let me show you how simple, effective and important are those. Now, what is setting boundaries? It is a concept we all have heard of, but not many of us follow. Let's break it into two parts. Setting, which means a manner, position, or a direction in which something is set. And boundary, which means something which exists between you and something else. Together, it basically means that you are aligning your life with guidelines or rules for your own well-being. It helps and ensures us to stay healthy, both physically and mentally. The word boundary can be a bit misleading, but it conveys the idea of keeping yourself separate. But boundaries are actually connecting points since they provide healthy rules for navigating relationships, let it be intimate or professional. It's important to understand why do we need to set boundaries, because without them, we give away our time, energy, money, and sometimes even a whole life. When we are setting boundaries, it means we are willing to change and sacrifice people and things to maintain joy and health of our own. But when we decide to set boundaries, that's when anxiety strikes, because change usually involves negative responses, especially when you are standing up for yourself. We are afraid to lose our loved ones. Will I be left alone? Will people love me? How will I exist? These are some of the basic questions which arise in the initial phase. The real struggle is to rise above these questions and focus on your well-being. Now, it is important to know about the types of boundaries. There are two types of boundaries which you can set for yourself, one being physical and the other being emotional. Let us firstly talk about the physical boundaries. Physical boundaries are going to keep us away from the environment which can hamper our behavior. Basically, taking out something out of the equation to maintain our health and wellness. In simple words, suppose you have a group of friends who invites you to pub and asks you to consume alcohol and you don't want to go. Now you have two choices. Either to go and make your friends happy by doing something you don't want to do, or not to go and make yourself happy. If you choose the second one, that means you are setting a physical boundary for yourself by not going somewhere you don't want to go and treating yourself as a priority. Next comes emotional boundaries. These are imaginary lines which come with a lot of conditions. For example, you have a friend who dumps all of his problems on you, doesn't really know you, and just uses you. This is the right time to set a boundary. I'll tell you some instances where you must set an emotional boundary with someone. First, when he or she associates you with a nickname and later makes fun of it. Second, when someone doesn't listen and only talks. Third, when someone talks about triggering topics which you have already mentioned about them making you uncomfortable. Fourth, when he or she doesn't respect you, your history and any experience. Fifth, when they gaslight you when you discuss about your feelings. Just because someone has been in your life for years doesn't mean they are always good for you. Sometimes it is okay to set boundaries and focus on your mental health. And for that, you deserve positive and compassionate support. Setting boundaries gives you the option of telling the other person how you feel and seeing how they react about your boundary setting. And remember, the real ones will always manage to stay. You won't have to make an extra effort to make them stay. Your goal is to focus on people who are fully in your support and corner. You also have the option to walk away, that too guilt-free. I know it is not easy and can feel tricky, especially if you have history. But what matters the most is you. And you're allowed to do anything that takes to maintain your sanity, sobriety and happiness. Let me tell you a story of a girl who at last managed to set boundaries for herself and learned how to value herself. There was a girl from a small town. She went to a big city for college. She was insecure about herself, and to counter her insecurities, she used to portray people-pleasing behavior and tried to be friends with everybody. Overly welcoming as to describe her, she quickly became popular among teachers and then students in the college. Therefore, her urge to make more friends grew, and in this process, she became more people-pleasing and welcoming. Sometime later, people started judging her and taking advantage of her because of her nature. All her so-called friends used to get all their work done by her. In this process, she began to lose herself and the love for herself. She even realizes this sometimes, but chooses to ignore it, because she believed that it is more important to make friends rather than focusing on herself. She does make friends according to her, but at the cost of her mental peace. But there comes a time in everybody's life when you realize you have been harsh on yourself just for the sake of people pleasing, which is definitely not good. Same phase came in her life when once she needed help, but there was no one for her. That's when she realized that she had forgotten to set boundaries. But it was not too late, hence she decided to do it. She decided to stop people taking advantage of her. She did lose a lot of people in this process, but it was worth it, since she now knew how to embrace herself. And when she learned how to love herself, she did found friends who genuinely loved her. Like the girl above, we all are afraid to setting boundaries, but it means nothing but self-love. It means knowing you're worth it and you aren't afraid to make sacrifices to maintain your health and happiness. Yes, this can feel terrifying because it may feel that we are losing a lot of friends, job opportunities and freedom to go where we want to. But boundary setting will bring the right people and environment into your life because you are showing the universe that you matter and you deserve to be happy. Now, most of us don't know where to begin and how to begin with this. Therefore, I have a small exercise for you all. I know many of you have thought of setting boundaries but just never made a conscious effort to do so. So I would like you all to start setting boundaries. Let us begin with the exercise. Think of people, situation or places that drain your energy. List it down. These are the things you definitely want to avoid. Sometimes all of these cannot be avoided and that's completely okay. Just think about how you can react to unavoidable situation or people, but not at the cost of your mental peace. After you have made this list, make another list of 5 healthy boundaries that will protect your energy and make you happy. Try to talk about what you want very clearly, but also be considerate about other people's feelings. Setting boundaries doesn't mean intervening other people's boundaries. I would like to give you some mantras about how you can start setting boundaries. First, say no to tasks you don't want to do or don't have time to do. Second, say yes to help. Third, say thank you with no apology, regret or shame. Fourth, ask for help. 5, delegate tasks. 6th, protect your time. Don't overcommit anything. 7th, ask for space. We all need our own space and that is completely fine. 8th, honor what is important to you by choosing to put yourself first. 9th, drop guilt and responsibility for others. 10th, share personal information only if you want to. Moving on, let us talk about mastering the art of boundary setting. From an early age, we are taught to be people-pleasing, accommodating and self-sacrificial. Over time, we can lose our connection to our authentic, empowered self beneath the weight of our commitments, our imbalanced relationships, and our carefully constructed personas. If you leave conflicts wishing you'd spoken up for yourself, if you feel drained in social situations because you feel like you're performing, if you overcommit to obligations and undercommit to activities that brings you joy, if you agree to be intimate with people but later regret your decision, if you feel you give much more than you receive in a relationship, this can be the time you break the pattern and begin speaking. Start living in your truth. Let me share with you guys some of the tips. First, Prepare your well-being disclaimer and set realistic boundaries. Preface conversation about boundaries with a disclaimer to set the stage for compassionate and permissive discussion. Break the ice by sharing your resolution to set boundaries. Explain why it is important to you and how you believe it will benefit you. But again, your boundaries should not harm any other person in any sense. It's good to choose yourself, but that doesn't mean you always have to hurt people. Second, name your feelings in interaction with others. Challenging emotions like overwhelm, anger, and frustration can be helpful as you uncover when, where, and with whom to set boundaries. These emotions signal that others might be impinging your personal time or space. Developing literacy with your over emotions enables you to set impactful boundaries in future. Instead of pushing yourself away, ask yourself, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What would make me feel safer? Third, break off toxic friendship or relationship. Perhaps you have a friend who constantly uses you as a sounding board for his or her dilemmas or asks you for favor but never gives in return. Perhaps you have a friend whose personal struggles impose on your own sense of well-being. One of the most difficult yet most rewarding forms of boundary setting is to take break from the relationships that no longer serves you. If you have one-sided friendship that leaves you with feeling unseen, unheard, or disrespected, resolve to take a break from that relationship. And remember, it is not selfish or cruel to put yourself first. Healthy friendships are reciprocal and mutually nourishing, not one-sided and depleting. I feel boundaries are tools that enable us to feel safe, strong, and empowered in our lives. As your journey progresses, you'll begin to feel more empowered by the truth. And that is not only your right, but it is your duty. It is your duty to make choices that are best for you. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, do not forget to share it with your loved ones. And also follow us on our social media platforms. Links to those are mentioned in the description box below, so that you don't miss on any of the updates. This is Srishti signing off. Until then, happy self-loving.